It is great to be here today. I wanted to thank Pastor Drew for working with me, and he's still working with me right now with Kellen Seminary too. And I also want to thank Pastor Zach and the leadership here, the council here at Utsberg. And I'm excited about this and to learn from Utsberg and to learn from the leadership, the council here, and the whole congregation, to know the whole congregation and what God is doing in this church and see all the blessings that God have done with this church. So as we start our sermon, let's bow our head and pray. Father in heaven, it is a blessing to be here today at Utsberg CRC. Thank you for the church here and the leaders here, the council along with Pastor Drew and Pastor Zach. Thank you for all the blessings you have given this church. We come here today to worship you and to give you glory. May your Holy Spirit be with us. Open our hearts today so we can hear your word. Give us eyes to see and ears to hear. In Jesus' name, amen. So our text today comes from 1 Samuel 8, 1 to 22. The title is, What is Your Story? And the page is 429. First Samuel 8, 1 to 22. When Samuel grew old, he appointed his son as judges for Israel. The name of his firstborn was Joel, and the name of his second was Abijah, and they served at Beersheba. But his son did not walk in his ways. They turned aside after dishonesty, gain, and accepted bribes and perverted justice. So all the elders of Israel came together and came to Samuel and Ramah. They said to him, You are old, and your sons do not walk in your ways. Now appoint a king to lead us, such as the other nations have. But when they said, Give us a king to lead us, this displeased Samuel. So he prayed to the Lord, and the Lord told him, Listen to all the people are saying to you. It is not you who have rejected me, but they have rejected me as their king, and they have done from the day I brought them out of Egypt until this day, forsaking me and serving other gods. Listen to them, but warn them solemnly, and let them know what the king who will reign over them will do. Samuel told all the words of the Lord to the people who were asking for a king. He said, This is what the king who will reign over you will do. He will take your sons and make them serve with his chariots and horses, and they will run in front of the chariots. Some he will assign to be commanders of thousands and commanders of fifties, and others to plow his ground and reap his harvests, and still others to make weapon of wars and equipment for his chariots. He will take your daughters to be perfumers and cooks and bakers. He will take the best of your fields and vineyards and olive groves and give them to his attendants. He will take a tenth of your grain and of your vintage and give to his officials and attendants. Your maidservants and maidservants and the best of your cattle and donkeys will take for his own use. He will take a tenth of your flocks, and you yourself will become his slaves. When that day comes, you will cry for relief from the king, and you have chosen, and the Lord will not answer you in that day. But the people refused to listen to Samuel. No, they said, we want a king over us. Then we will be like all the other nations, with a king to lead us and go out before us and fight our battles. When Samuel heard all this, the people said, he repeated it before the Lord. The Lord answered, listen to them and give them a king. Then Samuel said to the men of Israel, everyone go back to his town. This is the word of the Lord. And I will also read from Heidelberg Catechism, Lord's Day 49. This is a third petition of the Lord's Prayer. What does the Lord, the third request mean? Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven means help us and all people to reject our own wills, to obey your will without any backtalk. Your will alone is good. Help us one and all carry out the work we are called to, as willing and faithful as angels in heaven. So, I didn't grow up as a Christian. I grew up as shamanism. And coming to the United States at a young age, there was a lot of pressure to pursue a good education and follow my family's religion and culture, especially being the oldest child and the oldest son. I felt like I was stuck in two worlds, living in America and growing up. I talked Hmong at home and I learned English at school. When I was finally in high school, I made a commitment to myself that I will live my life for myself and live life to the fullest, no matter what anyone else would say. I trusted myself and I went against what my family or religion say. So after high school, I enlisted in the United States Army. And I want to be all that you can be, right? I didn't go to college to pursue higher education like the others did right away. I trusted myself in living life the way I want. I believe at that time, this will bring me happiness and a good life. This includes going against my family, the elders, the shaman religion. No one else was going to stop me from doing what I wanted. I will make my own decisions for my life. I was given to live my life to the fullest, and I will write my own life story in my own blank diary. Do you have a blank diary? It is an open book that's blank with empty pages that is ready to be written in like a journal. You are the author ready to write your own life story and at the same time live life to the fullest. You are the author. You write your experiences and your good life now. It is like a journal description of your life experience, achievements, and successes. Your blank diary is ready for you to start your life story now as you live. For our text today, we see a similar issue with the Israelites. They trust in themselves, and they make their own decisions, and they went against God. For our text, Samuel is in his older years. Samuel is a judge, a prophet, and a priest, and he appoints his son to be the next in line for the position of judges. Both of his sons are not like their father. They do not walk in God's way. They are corrupted. So the elders gather at Ramah, which is a town in Benjamin, about 8 kilometers north of present-day Jerusalem. The elders of Israel gather because they are concerned about the future of Israel. As we read from the text, we could just imagine this. One of the elders says to a large group of elders, Samuel is getting old. His sons are not right to be judge. Another elder replied, we want our own king. We want a king to lead us to battle. He will be great for us. For once, we'll be just like the other nation. So the elders goes and confront Samuel. When they are finally there, one of the elders yells to Samuel, you are old. Your sons do not follow your ways. Appoint us a new king, just like the other nations. Another elder yells, give us a king. And as Samuel, with disappointment, is probably thinking to himself, what is all this? Don't they know already? God is their Lord. God is their king. Samuel, filled with frustration, the disappointments, prays to God, and God answers and says to Samuel, listen to all that the people are saying. It is not you who have rejected, but they have rejected me as their king. And they have done from the day I brought them out of Egypt until this day, forsaking me and serving other gods. So they are doing to you. Now listen to them, but warn them solemnly, and let them know what the king who will reign over them will claim in his rights. Samuel follows the instruction of God and goes back and tells the elders, but not just the elders, but the people, the nation of Israel. And Samuel says to them, if you want a king, your king will, he's going to steal from you. Your king's going to take another tenth from you. Even after you give a tenth to God, your king is going to make you all slaves. Your sons and your daughters will be slaves. Your king will take your hard-earned money. And when you are desperate in pain and in distress, and when you cry out to the Lord will not listen to you. The people of Israel says, yes, we want a king over us, just like other nations, to fight our battles. And Samuel gave them exactly what they wanted. The elders and the people of Israel trust in themselves and went against God. The question is why? Why would the people still want a king? Don't they already have God? Isn't God their Lord? Isn't God their king? Don't they trust God? Or do they trust themselves? Their action shows that they trust in themselves. They want to make their own decisions because they don't trust God. Really, they don't need God. The elders and the people of Israel trust in themselves and what they can do. The elders and people of Israel want to write their own life story in their own blank diary. Is this the same problem we have today? Do we trust God? Isn't God our Lord? Or do we trust in ourselves apart from God? If we look at it closely, our action shows that we are like the Israelites. We trust in ourselves. We trust in our decisions, even if it goes against God. Even though we go to church on Sundays, we listen to sermons, read the Bible, we are in control of our life. We make decisions regardless of what the Bible says or what God says. And we also write our own story in our own blank diary. So this is an illustration. Let's just call this man Tom. Tom has been a Christian all his life, and he grew up in the church. Growing up, Tom attended church with his parents and went to church services, went to Sunday school, and did many of the youth ministries and activities. Tom was always excited about going to church growing up. When Tom started attending college, his church attendance dropped significantly, and Tom only came to church when convenient. During this time, Tom's mom had asked the elders in the church to continually pray for Tom. Tom has not been listening to his mom about the importance of God going to church. Tom has been actively living his life only for himself. He made close friends with people outside of the church that pulls him away from God. Tom trusts in his education. He trusts himself in his decision making. Tom is writing his own life story in his blank diary. Today, we are similar like Tom, are we not? We trust in ourselves apart from God. Are we really trusting God or really trusting in ourselves as Christians? We too are writing our own life story in our own blank diary. From Heidelberg Catechism, Lord's Day 49, as we read earlier, it says, we reject our own wills and obey God's will without any back talk. God's will alone is good. As Christians, this includes obeying God and knowing that his will is always good for us. This includes choosing God's will over our own. From the commentary of Zacharias Ursinus on Lord's Day 49, he writes, a denying of ourselves consists of two parts, that we hold ourselves in readiness to give up our desires and wishes which are opposition to the law of God, and two, that we hold ourselves in readiness to take up the cross and submit ourselves willingly to God in all things. Looking back at today's text from 1 Samuel 8, 1 to 22, when Samuel heard that all the people said, he repeated before the Lord, and the Lord said, listen to them and give them a king. We know that Saul ended up being their king, the first king of Israel. Saul led them into battle just as the people want. God gave them what they wanted. God gave the people, the Israel, an earthly king. And God said, this earthly king who wouldn't be cruel to them and not follow God. But Saul was not the king that God is, who's after God's own heart. In 1 Samuel 15:10, then the Lord gave Samuel a message. He said, I am very sad I have made Saul king. He has turned away from me, and he has not done what I directed him to do. God never gave up on the people of Israel, and he continued to show grace, finally gave them a human king who is a man after God's own heart. This real human king is King David. He is a man after God's own heart. In 1 Samuel 13:14, but now your kingdom shall not endure. The Lord has sought out for himself a man after his own heart, and the Lord has appointed him a ruler over his people. God still loves his people of Israel, and his grace is abundantly that through the line of David, there will be the Messiah, the Savior of the world, who is the living Son of the living God, Jesus Christ. God still kept his promise despite the disobedience and failures of Israel throughout the Old Testament. God gave them the eternal King, Jesus Christ, to sit on the throne of David forever. And it is by grace of God that through Jesus Christ that the people are willing to do God's will and trust in him. 2 Corinthians 5:14 to 15 says, for Christ's love compels us because we are conceived that one died for all and therefore all died. And he died for all that those who live shall no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again. The good news is that Jesus Christ died and was raised from the dead, and all who believe in him shall have eternal life, and they shall not live for themselves, but they should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for him. They should live and do God's will and trust in God. God is the one who is writing the Christian story and show his grace for Christian through the blank diary through Jesus Christ. And God is the author who writes for Christians. For us today as Christians, even though our disobedience and failures, God's grace is for us, for you and for I. Today we trust God and have faith in him because of the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. It is because of God's grace for us that we trust in him and God's will for you and for I, which is God's will is better than our own. This is a testimony from the songwriter and singer, Tori Kelly. And she says, God, you said you have a plan for my life. So I'm just going to trust that. And even if it means I don't get famous or anything, I'm just going to surrender all of this to you, put in your hands. And I think once I did that, that's really when doors start opening. I didn't have to change myself. I could just be myself. Through Christ, I can do and be myself and be surrounded by his love. Continually from my story, from the introduction, by God's grace, I came to know God through my wife. My wife and I have been married for 23 years now, and God has led me into different positions in my church. God has used these ministries in my life to grow me. I was an elder for many years and now the associate pastor at the Hmong Christian Reformed Church. 20 years ago, it has never crossed my wife and I that growing up as a shamanist, I would be in the position that I am today. I owe all this to God, and God deserves all the glory. God wrote and is writing in my life story in the blank diary according to his will for his glory for my life. From 1 John 5:11, and this is the testimony, God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Our sins require death, and Jesus is a sacrifice for us. Jesus paid our sins and took our punishment. We can have confidence to put our trust in God. Even though with our disobedience, our mistakes, our failures, God's grace is upon us. And Jesus died on the cross so we can live and be saved. Our faith, our trust, our will, we do it out of gratitude because of God's grace. Nothing is more fulfilling than trusting God through the finished work of Jesus Christ. As Christians, we are an open blank book, like the blank diary, where God is the author of our life story. And all of our achievements and success, as well as everything we have, comes from God. And it should be for God's glory. God is the author who does the writing of our life story. And God is the author of our life, and we will live for him. The question for us, what is your story? Who is the author of your life story today? Let us pray.